When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're ready? And we're back for round two.
Yay.
Of the Hamilton Volunteer Fire Company Comedy Extravaganza with Jay, Jessica, and Scott.
If I may just put this in here, this episode should be named, Hey, Christina, Jay really was an hour late on the show. He wasn't out doing anything bad.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Is that the title of the episode, or you just want to put that disclaimer?
Both.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to mix it up.
Okay.
Let's pause right now for our sponsors.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob DeKansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob DeKansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinnie Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinnie Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands. Located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy, we go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you gotta go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
And we're out. So so the backstory here is that this is the fourth annual comedy fundraiser for the Alicia Shute Foundation.
Yeah, for everythingsokay.com.
Everything's okay.
Has our book been out for 4 years?
At least, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Scott, you're in charge of running this, mm-hmm. and Jay just found out that this is the fourth event, and it's the first time he's been invited.
Right.
So clearly there are three headliners in the greater Hamilton area.
I'm not even
better
in the
than
top
Jay Black.
Three in Hamilton.
Okay.
So, you know what? Jessica called this years ago.
Local comic.
Local comic, Jay Black.
Hang on one second.
Let me look at my picture. A compliment.
I'm going to look at my picture, Brandon Ralph.
Do you remember
Ralph,
when he died that day?
Oh, wait, it was on set that happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
That happened on Chasing News.
We got a local comic here, and you were like, oh.
Local comic.
You were literally pounding your fist.
Yeah, he was upset that he was local comic.
It hurt.
Jay has an ego, I know.
Yeah, wait a second.
He does. I think he worked that out of therapy that night.
Yeah.
You were joking. You were not joking.
And then
you
told your
not on the inside. The outside, yes, but not the inside.
Outside, yeah. There's a big difference. So, Scott.
I have to own up to this, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all.
And we're not even addressing the fact that the poster said a 7 o'clock start.
Right.
But we start at 8.
Right.
Here's what we think. There's a theory.
Yeah.
Jessica said at our last event that we kind of got bullied into coming 2 hours early for the sound check.
Never again.
Okay.
And never again.
Never again.
And it just happened again.
Yep.
Okay.
Which was really funny because I got told by you guys that you were going to come in at 6 and asked if I would come in and do the podcast with you.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, that's pretty early. I wasn't going to get there till like 6:30, 7 o'clock.
And I was going off the poster that Jay said. He's like, hey, you got to be there by 6 because this show starts at 7 o'clock.
I feel like we're stalling, so he has excuses. Time to make up his excuses.
No.
I was trying to help him out.
I was trying to help him out.
Explain to me why I'm here.
Do you want to know really?
The fourth. Jay's over here
you're
suffering.
Do you really want to know why you're the fourth?
I mean, I give you the short answer
or the long answer that you're going to pick apart.
It's a podcast.
I would go long answer.
Yeah, we got it.
But what do you mean by long?
Let's spin the wheels.
Well, not long. Like, it's not going to be an hour.
All right, good. Because it's only a 35-minute podcast.
In fifth grade.
I'm just saying.
All right, so first of all, you got to know this. I regard Jay as one of my best comedy friends. We haven't really been, you know, in touch with each other a lot lately.
But a comic.
I knew him from comic.
Like a work friend?
Yeah, kind of.
But it's like a different thing because you got to understand, comics can like be good friends with each other but not see each other for 3 years.
Yeah.
Because like you go, oh, I know that guy. He's one of my best friends. When was the last time you saw him? 2012?
Yeah, because you haven't worked with him or you're not booked in the same show, things like that.
You're working when other people aren't. So there's no chance to really get together because it's all every weekend you're somewhere different.
My long, diluted comedy story, I started in college back in the late 80s, early 90s. I got out of it for 20 years, a hiatus. I got back into it when I was on the radio, Atlantic City, Comedy Stop and things like that. And they were our sponsor along with the Borgata and all. And when I first got a gig, it was a total fluke gig, and I was going to try to get into the Comedy Stop, and I did. I got a guest spot, so to speak, and I was given Jay's number, and I called Jay, and within half hour on the phone, Jay had offered me another spot somewhere else. I mean, it was really cool. This is back in 2011.
I'm a very nice person, everyone.
Actually, very nice person.
See? You don't believe it, do you?
We agreed with that starting.
Right. So
we just want to know who the top three
are. He has put up with a lot of my stuff. I have questions, stupid questions. I told him I wanted to write a screenplay with him at one point, and all this kind of the stuff that like a new comic goes, oh, let me do this and let me do that. Advice out the waz. Okay. Somewhere along the line though, well let's just forget that. We'll fast forward. So I get this this booking gig, which I'm not a booker, I'm just a comedian. And a real estate agent, by the way. If you're buying at the Jersey Shore, South Jersey. No, anyway. I have...
We should pause for our real estate sponsor for a moment. That just reminded me.
Anyway, good segue, right? So I book a couple of shows a year. I don't do booking as an actual thing. And this happened. I was tagged by my cousin on Facebook about 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago. And she, because Alicia, the person running the show, her foundation, she said, who's a comic? Who does booking shows? I want to put together a comedy fundraiser. So I got tagged, and a local comic and I were tagged also, and we put the
local
show together.
Local comic.
Well, you know Al Casanova, right?
Yeah, I love Al. He's a great guy.
And he's not actually local. I mean, he's local now, but he's, he was national, all that. And he says, you know what? Let's do a show. You know what? Let's get Jeff Parami. I'll get Jeff Parami, and I'll get him at a cut rate.
Okay.
Sorry, Jeff. That was 4 years ago, though. So we get Jeff Parami to headline, right? He's a solid guy.
He's a solid comic. Act. Yeah, okay. I would. Yeah, Jeff's good.
Okay, all right. So now keep in mind, I only have two spots every year. I have, well, three if I don't play the show, and I don't play the show every year, but I have to get somebody who's an MC, an opening comic, right, who typically isn't that good of a comic, right, Bill? And
that is why I'm here.
They're learning the ropes.
The middle comic who is pretty good, and then a headliner, and the headliner's got to blow the doors off everybody, right? So the next one, the next year, keep in mind, I was requested. Alicia has requested people, too.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Let me. I know what's coming now. This can't be a good one.
Got Julia Scotti.
Oh, I love Julia.
Julia's fun. Awesome, yeah, okay, right? Yeah, Julia Scotti was on America's Got Talent. Okay, great.
I know. Yeah, I've had her on the show a couple times.
Okay. The year after that, somebody took me on.
Not a Trump fan.
No, definitely not a Trump fan.
We've had that conversation.
All the stuff that Trump has done for the trans community, yeah. Bill. I mean, why would she be upset about that?
Low taxes. I don't care where you are. Gay, straight, trans, low taxes are good. Anyway, go ahead.
How did that get in my story? Yeah. How did that get in my story?
You don't need to worry
Trump
about
that. That is why you did not get on the show for 4 years, yeah. Because you're not a Trump fan.
My liberalism doesn't play in the sticks.
So then, the following year, a comic who I also regard as a friend took me on the road, all that, Mike Egan.
No, wait, this is... Mike Egan.
Mike Egan.
I'm working with Mike next week.
Yeah, you know Mike, right? Yep. Very good old comic.
Wait, but this is 3 years after you had all the advice from Jay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to put it in context.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
Okay, one of the things I did advise him, never book him.
Yeah, never book him.
Right? Now I'm remembering now that I said, if you get the chance to book me, don't
do it. Now, remember, here's the other thing. Jay and I played the Comedy Cabaret in Marlton one time together, or a couple times together, and my brother and sister-in-law were there. They live in that area. And my sister-in-law requested that Jay do her 40th birthday at a restaurant. And it turned out the restaurant was in Collingswood, I believe, and it was an attic.
Yes, the attic.
It was an attic where I'm 5'3" and I had to hunch down.
It was literally in an attic.
Yeah, no, it's some like Italian restaurant. Yeah. Really good food. It was Italian restaurant, but you get up like three flights of stairs. People are hanging around the pool tables or along the outside of the walls.
I believe I killed that show. If I remember correctly,
you did kill the show, but you know, I did. I was embarrassed. I booked you in an attic. You know,
that is true. You did book me in an attic.
So this is the fourth incarnation, and of course, by the way, I booked you for it. Like literally the day after the third year. So I mean, I've had you booked for.
So it wasn't a 4 year wait. It really was only three.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Booked you immediately.
That's gotta make you feel.
But the real reason, you changed your number 17 times.
That is true.
I couldn't get in touch with you.
That is true.
We've only been through one number change.
Yeah.
No, it's only been two.
Any? I don't.
It's
know.
Only been.
Yeah, we
two.
Went through one.
Here's the thing. It's only been two. But we live in a world with two number changes. Might as well be 37. Especially if you're not on social media.
Well, you're right.
Since I got a cell phone.
I know. I have no desire to change.
Here's how I got back in touch with Jay. Last time I saw you was not a happy occasion, by the way.
Where was it?
Right around my birthday and a funeral. Right.
I forget. Was it my brother?
I think it was your brother.
My brother dying. Yeah.
All right. I was born at the end of February.
By the way, I killed that funeral.
Yeah, you were awesome at that funeral.
Were you at the funeral? I forget.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I killed it.
I was at your dad's and your
brother's. Oh, okay. I was a little
shell shocked.
You did
comedy at both?
Yeah.
No, I gave a eulogy, and you did the eulogy.
You never know.
I've had to give three eulogies. I did my mom, my brother, and my dad.
And you made them funny.
And you always have to put a little funny in there, but I mean, my brother's funeral. I don't want to, listen, it's a shame that he died.
But as eulogies go,
the bigger shame was we didn't get a tape of that eulogy. And that is the real tragedy of that day.
I have seen people taking pictures of themselves at funerals together. Oh, like, we're all dressed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Selfie. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I actually was going to, if I had known you, Bill, I would have propped my brother's finger up to do the point.
Wasn't that a point? Exactly.
It's only joking. Everybody in the Black family gets cremated.
So I hadn't seen Jay for a long time.
Just joking.
And Jay went off of all social media.
Mm-hmm.
And
that drives us crazy.
Changed his number, right? And I wasn't getting booked with him. I saw him getting booked. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The last time live was when... when your brother died, was it before or after Tony Soprano died? Because we did Glassboro, Rowan, right?
Oh, right. That was right after my brother died.
Okay, right then. So that's the last time I actually saw you.
I remember Tony Soprano's last words were, I don't want to live in a world without Jay's brother.
Right, exactly.
And he passed away from a heart attack.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So then it'd been that long, but all of a sudden, change of number.
So, okay, I had to get off the grid. And I've been slowly integrating, as stuff like this comes up, positive people into my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one day you'll be on that list.
Right.
So I got to change the number again.
Scott, you're not there yet.
No, you're on my list now, Scott. All right. This, I expect to be booked every year until these people memorize my goddamn act.
Jay's one of the people that I There is also a sense of how busy he is and how expensive he would be that, you know. I mean, I got him booked at a college, right?
It was Montclair, right?
No, it was Fairleigh Dickinson.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Right? Because my wife's former student was then head of the student council, and they wanted to do a show and knew that I was a comic and asked me if I would do it. And
that was a good time. Yeah, I remember they had fish. Yeah. They had a fish.
They had fish in a fish tank.
In the show, they had a fish tank.
Like the restaurant in the student center. So we did the thing. Yeah.
That's all I remember from that. I don't remember, but the fish were great.
And I think the food
our
was
first
like,
show, didn't we do it at the...
I keep thinking
the Hyatt,
about eating
the koi
fish.
Pond.
Oh, yeah, the koi pond.
Right, the koi pond.
There's
right.
fish there too.
Yep.
Wow.
But not
the
in the show.
There?
Not in the show.
Not in the show. No outside
that koi
of the
pond
show.
Is outside of the venue. At the
it
Hyatt.
Is.
Yeah.
That's Catch.
Yeah, the Catch in Princeton.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why I get it now. Catch.
Yeah. Catch. You can get it. You like
the
that?
Fish. Yeah. No, but I of course I was only joking.
Are there fish here?
But do you know how I found you?
I presume some sort of private detective.
Yes,
was involved.
Yeah, I did.
A gumshoe of sorts.
Found him after, not the first connection.
When I went off the grid.
Yeah,
went
off the grid. Found him. Got back.
And by the way, I had to do it twice because you changed your number.
So basically, here's what I've heard. This is none of Scott's fault.
Thank you.
And all of Jay's fault. That is what I got from this entire story.
Right? He really doesn't want me getting in touch with him.
But I also Scott got that from this.
Yeah. Bill, I thought you of all people with your political leanings would understand the art of projection. You're the puppet. I'm not the puppet. You're the puppet. I'm not at fault, Scott. You're at fault for not getting
it. It was impressive.
Now that we've clarified.
We all turned on Scott. Like, did you notice that? I'm like, wait, Scott, you have to wait. We're going to get this on tape.
Yeah. No, you didn't turn on Scott. You just wanted it on tape.
Yes.
I
was judgy.
I was a little judgy. Bill was judgy. Of a woman who booked us for Princeton.
Unbelievable. So we get booked for this.
Right.
And it's me, Jessica, Vinny Brand.
Right.
Okay. Killed it.
And Bob Nelson.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Who
you
know
Bob,
know. Right?
You didn't know Bob. Mm-hmm. Bob's been around 100 years.
Yeah.
Bob was like Rodney Dangerfield.
Bob played college when I was in college.
Like, right,
college,
right. So, super, super nice guy. Very funny. Literally doing the same act for 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay, they won't let him not.
Yeah.
Every time
he's
there.
They
ask
for
it.
That's what he
said.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what he told us. So, we're done. The literally sits down. So, we're I think Bob was on. Right, and we were sitting down at this outside table
while Bob was on.
While Bob was
Vinny.
On, and she's like, I said, everything okay? Well, the show. And we're like, oh, wait a minute,
what about it?
And they said, well, you guys were fine, but really, our audience prefers the Capitol steps. wait. What? And I had to digest what that was. Now,
then,
we're not going to mention any names.
And then
maybe
we saw
I forget the name.
Again, after the fact, on our way out.
On our walk
and
out, she
did
the same thing.
It.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to tell you.
That like is two, as we walked off stage.
I can tell you, in the history of entertainment, that is the first time the sentence, our audience prefers the Capitol steps.
Capitol
most,
steps.
Most, that's usually used as a threatened punishment.
You'd have to go sit and listen to the Capitol steps.
Right. Who are the Capitol steps?
They are this DC-based parody. No, I have heard them.
They sing music. They do music.
But every once in a while, they'll pop up like on NPR or something if you're flipping around. And I'm like, what is this obnoxious wannabe humor? I'm like, Capital steps.
Yeah.
And then
return
it.
This person was the booker?
I don't know who it
was. It wasn't Susie, was it?
No.
Okay,
this is something
say,
separate.
She's not. She knows what she's talking about. Yeah. Okay.
But the group that booked us.
Yes.
Loved it.
Maybe
it
they thought you were the Capitol Steps.
I wonder that.
You should have introduced yourself as I'm Bill Spadia.
Like,
and
I'm sure that's happening. It was just such an odd, because we looked at each other like,
did that happen?
That wasn't, okay, great, thank you. So,
yeah, F that.
I guess we won't see you next year. It was odd.
You know, it's, well, I think she was being honest.
It's
well,
just
no, I don't want that.
This is a Capitol Steps crowd.
It's a Capitol Steps crowd.
They really prefer the Capitol Steps.
But
they want the Capitol Steps.
First
they
off,
love the Capitol Steps.
Why did they have me come in there,
right? Well, you should have been. That's your fault again.
Right.
Again. Jay's fault. Mm-hmm. I had said, why don't we have Jay do it? And then all of a sudden, nothing against Bob Nelson. I think he's great.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you should have been at that show.
We
were talking about that before we went on. We're like, where's Jay?
I would have showed up and said, hey, I have some ideas on our president. And they would have gone, ooh, could you sing them? And I go, I can't sing them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what? We just want the
opinion. It was a very anti-Trump
comedy.
Crowd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're singing comedy. They have a piano.
They're singing. Let's slow down on the comedy, Chris.
They riff on politics.
Right.
Okay.
It could be fun. If you are 82
It's a Victor Borgia.
It's like really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a reference that Jessica will get is Victor Borgia.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking millennial.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
You know, I'm going to say that...
But Jessica crushed, though. That was your crowd.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, they really loved it.
We did show up and we were like, wait, Jay's not here?
So this is what back to the
whole... Well, that's probably because he changed his number with them, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
They called me on a
change. Come full circle. Callback, folks. That's a callback.
Jessica vowed we're not going to get bullied the next time into being an hour early.
Yeah.
And here we are, recording podcast number two.
But to be fair, you weren't bullied. You were tricked.
This was a trick.
By the way, here's the thing.
It feels like I was bullied.
It does feel that way, doesn't it?
Yeah. It drives me nuts when they say, hey, we need you for a sound check. Because they do that to me all the time.
Yeah.
I know what I sound like.
Right, no, but it's here's every
adjust
single
the mic after I start talking. It'll be fine.
Here's every single comedy soundtrack. Now, if you're a musician, you got to think. If you're me, here's 1, 2. We good?
We're done.
Okay, you need one more time?
Although,
1, 2.
I will tell you, how long did my soundcheck take? Like, I felt like I was up there for 8 minutes.
Yeah, and mine took 2 seconds. I was like, 1, 2. They were like, we're good.
Yeah.
I'm like, great.
They're like, no, keep talking. So
that's because your voice is distinctive. They probably can't figure out if they get a treble or bass you. That's probably what it is.
It hurt though because it was all feedback.
Or they just did it on purpose.
I think they're probably like, I was not the capital star.
Could you sing a song about Trump and maybe have a rhyme in there like with rump?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And if you can't do it, you're out.
You're out.
Let me finish the story about.
Oh my God! Yeah, what happened? We got lost.
Well, there's another part of this. If he purposely did not want me to get in touch with him.
Which is distinctly possible.
Totally possible, right?
If, I'm just saying it's possible. I'm not saying that was
your
motive.
But this is what's going on in my head.
It's possible.
If he didn't want me to, you know, I can't go to other comics that are working with him and go, hey, can you give me Jay Black's number? Because he may have gone to them and said, anybody asks, I don't want anybody to have my number.
You would be a total loser.
Or if Friedman asks, don't give him my number, right?
Yeah.
So this is before they did that thing on Facebook with Instant Messenger where they separated it, made it really weird, and you couldn't get...
on your phone.
You couldn't get it, or you could get it, or if you got a message, it got sent to limbo, and nobody ever saw it for 4 years. I hit up his wife. Not hit on, but hit up his wife.
Right. You could have hit on her.
Thanks. And I put a plea, like, paragraph out.
I'm bookmarking that.
I hope Jay's okay.
Come back to it.
I hope Jay's okay. It's been a while. I just want to make sure. Do you happen to have his number? I'm trying to book him for a show. Do you happen to have his number? So then I get... 8 weeks later, I get the here's his number, right? Which, by the way, was already changed.
it changed again.
So Chris gave him a wrong number.
She gave me the right number, and I actually
right number then.
I actually did text him, and we
you
talked,
waited like a week or whatever.
No, I don't think I waited. We got it, and it was fine. And then he changed it again.
Right.
Do you know who you did stay in touch with through your dark time?
Who?
Joe Piscopo.
Oh yes,
which is how we know you. Joe introduced us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I didn't know one of your first shows back was with us.
No, the first show back.
The first show at the Stress Factory.
After I went through the hospital.
And he was a mess coming in. He was late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first text I got out of the hospital, as I was walking out, they give you your phone back out of your little sad locker. So it's like it's like the worst high school. You go and you put all your shit in a locker. And they were like...
you have to give up your cell phone?
Everything. Nothing.
That's probably good.
Right. So I get out and like I'm getting all this stuff and I turn on my phone and the first thing that comes up, Joe Piscopo. I turn to the nurse, Joe Piscopo. Nothing. Nothing from the nurse. When I was on TV for the first time, I was on a Showtime show and I didn't have Showtime, so I was called to get the Showtime show. I called the cable company and as I'm talking to the lady, I'm like, do you want to know why I'm getting Showtime? And she said, hey, you know what? I really don't. I don't really care. I was like, well, it's because I'm going to be on Showtime. So the nurse was just as receptive to the fact that I had gotten Joe Piscopo.
People don't care.
They don't care.
Right?
They don't care
about anything other than what's going on with them.
Right.
No. And if they knew him and if they thought he was somebody famous, then they would have cared because they recognize him. But the fact that he's going to be somebody famous possibly, they don't give a shit.
Right. Joe Piscopo. Nothing. Yeah. But so that was the first call that I got and the first show that I did after going through all that.
No kidding.
So I was
clean. You were great. You killed that night.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I didn't know if I could. And we talked about this previously a couple of different times. For so long, I hadn't been on stage without a chemical in my body.
For your show.
Yeah, just to see if it was going to be a train wreck.
No, it was the first time I realized that I never have to stay again. That was the first one we did. I'm like, I got to stay to the end.
Yeah,
to make sure it's all right. Then I'm like, now I'm literally before the mic goes, I'm out.
Yeah, so I
How's the mic go?
I don't know. I made a funny sound.
Yeah, I think we got it. Can we isolate that? Hey, producer, bookmark, can we isolate
that? Bookmark. Can we get a sound effect bookmark. For that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It does sound like the tractor beam shutting down on the Death Star. Right?
That's
yeah.
kind of how yeah. I feel.
And we need
well, there's like a reverberation with the, voice Alec and the sounds. And
here,
the last you, thing you say, you still hear it back. That's kind of what I meant.
Bill, I'm going to be Sir Alec Guinness. You be the sound effect. Here we go. I just walked by the stormtroopers.
I'm looking at a grab.
I'm at the top of a matte painting. Here I go. That's very perfect. Close. That's very good.
Right? That's pretty
all
good.
We need, all we need is a Wilhelm scream, and we're ready to go.
That's perfect.
Anyhow, Scott, you yeah. are on my white list.
All right.
To get through. I had some dark types.
A white list?
White list. It's the opposite of a black list.
Yeah.
Which, by the way.
It sounds so racist.
It isn't.
I think they would have changed
why you have to make
why
it
why
like
don't we
that?
Make it like green and red?
Yeah. Was it?
Could green. Be green and red.
Well, then frogs.
I'm not very
frogs correct, and you know, copperhead right. snakes will also find it racist. So, I whitelist.
That was a wild stretch that you went to copperhead snakes.
I was just thinking. Poetic. I was trying to think of red stuff.
Cardinals.
I could have done a fox. I could have done a lot of
fox,
stuff.
Right.
But not as funny, Bill.
Copperhead snakes.
Copperhead I snakes.
Red.
Was that?
I think they're copper.
Yeah.
Like it's in the name.
It's a no. Orange.
No, they put on little helmets. That's they're red underneath their little helmets that they wear.
Yeah.
So no, you're on my white list.
How do you think that would spell? How would you spell?
Has anyone ever used the term white list before?
Yes.
Yeah, it's actually it's an old email thing now too. Make sure you put this address on your white list.
Really?
So I actually when my friend who worked at Google and also Twitter, now he works at Apple, I call him up.
How much money is he worth?
He's worth a lot of money.
Wow.
When he was an engineer there, I would call him up all the time with my wild ideas because I'd get frustrated with something. So I called him up and I said, hey, you got to get like a whitelist feature for Gmail. And here's what you do. You pay like a quarter of a penny if you want to like get around the whitelist, because that would be like you would do that. Like if you're sending an email just to like some random person and you weren't on their whitelist, a penny wouldn't give a crap about a penny. But a spammer would. Because you can't, if you, the economics of spam have to be free. And he was like, we've already thought of that. We can't do it.
Why?
And he went because he said that the way microtransactions work right now with credit cards, it actually would cost them far more money because of the charge. So he said, we've talked about this for years behind the scene at Google, and we've been trying to pressure the credit card companies to figure out a way to do microtransactions. Because if we get those, there's so much we could do to make your life better. And the credit card companies were like, hey, go all F yourself. We don't care. And that is basically their
money.
What I'm getting out of this is that Jay would pay a penny to let me talk to him.
He would.
Yeah.
I would.
Okay. How about that? He would pay to let me talk.
One penny.
The penniless.
I would also pay
the penniless.
I'd pay a farthing.
A farthing.
Now you have a cane. I would like to pay 6 pence and a farthing. 6 pence, none the richer. They sang a song.
Meanwhile, I was thinking Brewster's Millions, and then I was thinking the remake Richard Pryor, and then I was thinking about the show he did where it was he stole the half cent.
Yeah, that's Superman 3.
Yeah. Is that Superman 3?
Superman 3, which
my
also
God,
came out.
I have seen Superman.
Which also came out
again. Shit.
More than once.
Oh my God, I've seen
yep, the shaving of the penny.
Office Space,
the same
thing. And
they
called
it
the Superman 3.
Oh my God. And that's where Superman fought himself, remember?
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
I don't remember Superman 2.
Superman 2 is when he
certainly
fought Zod.
Superman 4.
Zod.
Now you will kneel before Zod, son of Jor-El. And then, remember, spoiler alert for a 40-year-old movie.
Yeah, I know.
He goes to the ground.
It's on our list.
He goes to the ground and he goes up to kneel. And you think Superman has no powers, but you realize that Superman reversed it.
Yeah.
He tricked him. And then you hear, crush him. Dun, 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 dun. And he lifts him up like this. And then he throws him into the abyss. I don't know why. By the way, why does Superman have an endless abyss in his
Wait, was solitude? That the one with the glass?
What do you mean the glass?
The glass in space.
Yeah, the floating glass.
That was two.
Phantom Zone.
Shit. I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Terrorists were trying to blow up the Eiffel Tower.
It's not an endless abyss.
Why are you saying shit though?
It's not an endless abyss.
Because you thought you were too cool to watch it.
Yeah, because I'm like, I always have one.
So it's really only a 10-foot fall. He's got no power, so he just...
Dead. But even a 10-foot fall, you would think that someone would go, like, hey, throw a rug over that.
No, but Superman, too. Where's your crevice?
Wait, it's all coming back to me. He started on the moon.
No, well, so it starts...
Right when they rip the astronaut? No, they rip the flag off his...
Bill, it actually starts in Paris.
Right, and then it goes to the moon.
Because they put a nuclear bomb in the Eiffel Tower. And Superman goes, I'll take care of this. So he grabs it, and he throws
the... Reluctantly.
Yeah, he throws the elevator into space. And then it blows up.
No.
Just
blows
as the glass is going by, and it breaks the glass. And then the girl, the hot girl in the latex, which actually, you know, as a developing boy, kind of sent me down a path. She
guess it's not a good path.
Well, she's got the sleeve, the open sleeve thing, and the short hair, and she's got like a dark look, and she looks like she doesn't like you. And I was like, I bet you if I have sex with her, it would make my mom love me. So like a lot of different things.
Wow, a lot going on. In your
but
world.
That's when she lands.
I was wondering when the therapy session would start.
Yeah, yep. And here we are.
And here's the other thing too. She could read. So she goes, she lands and she goes, Houston, you're from the planet Houston. It's like, hey, you dimbulb, if you can read English, you must know that it was the town to what you got, right?
Well, so, I don't know.
She called it Houston, too.
Yeah,
Houston.
What is this Houston? It's like, it's town. It's not even a state.
Yeah.
So she goes and they call.
You focused in on.
Oh, when I was like 8, beyond the fact that I was weirdly attracted to the angry woman in latex.
They have a wide selection.
Was that
the two cops before they're standing in the road, Zod and the girl and the big guy? The two, one of them's
the
like
big guy with the beard,
right?
You guys were 8 years
one
old
of them's
when
like,
came out.
Huh?
You guys were 8 years old when the
No, I was 4 when it came out, but I saw it on
what
TV.
Year?
It was 80.
I was 11.
Right. The guy who was the sheriff in the car. It's some character actor that you've seen in a million things back in the 70s and 80s. He goes, they have a wide selection. And he goes, and his nerdy deputy goes, he says something like, well, I'll eat anything except fish. I won't eat fish. I'm not going to eat fish. You can't make me eat fish. He goes, they have a wide selection. Like, that's a big famous scene for whatever reason. And then they're standing there in the middle of the road.
See, famously, that movie was originally 3/4 filmed by Richard Donner, famed action director. But then they didn't like it. They had a falling out with the guys.
Halfway through the film?
Well, so he completed about 3/4 of it. So they fired him and they brought in Lester. Richard Lester. Richard Lester, who you might know as the director of A Hard Day's Night and Help, who was a famous comedian director. So that movie has wild tonal shifts from
action
to comedy.
Yeah.
Like a moment like that, I guarantee you, is a Lester moment. So they recently came out with the Donner cut of Superman 2, which removes a lot of the
graphics
comedy.
And effects in the 70s and 80s, not as good.
You will believe a man can fly on wires. By the way, here from the last podcast, here's my wife's hand coming in.
Right.
Grabbing my arm.
No one cares.
All right, okay. All right, I got it. No one cares.
I feel like we should shut this tractor beam now.
All right.
Oh, hold on. We gotta end the show. Where are we at? 28 minutes? Okay. Hey, this was a great episode, Bill. Wait, do all the...
Well, first what we should do is pause for our sponsors.
We already paused.
I wanted to twice.
I think you do it twice.
We're bookending sponsors.
Actually pausing and we say it? We're talking?
No, Bill, let me...
Well,
pause.
It's just a mark
this
for
is
him.
This
is a pause.
No, let me explain.
Just give me
we're pausing.
Just a long beat. Okay.
Bill, let me explain something to you. We have our commercials saved as a block. I can't break them up.
We don't have two commercials? Really?
I mean, I could.
What
but
about
it would
for the new
work.
Guy? What about the new guy?
I was just going to attach it to the end. And then we have block.
Is that easier for you?
Way easier. So when you say just break it up, I've just been putting it in twice when you do this.
Did Adam give you shirts?
I did. I got 2 shirts from Adam. Yeah.
Oh, I got 2 shirts.
Nice.
Did you get a shirt?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get a shirt.
Yeah. Well,
did you get 1 or 2 shirts?
4 years, I'll get a shirt.
4 years, I'll knit you one. I got to do something. I can't do drugs anymore.
You got to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Bill Spadia. You got to follow Jessica, same thing, at Chasing Jess Nut. Follow Scott Friedman at Comic Scott.
Comedy Scott.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Oops.
It's
no
Comedy
problem.
Scott?
Comedy Scott.
It's not Comic Scott?
No. Comedy Scott.
Well, who the hell have I been tagging then for all these promos?
Either not me or your
Comedy Scott.
Probably some
I'm tagging somebody else.
Probably some jerkwad from Scottsdale, Arizona going, I'm getting a lot of free press.
A lot of publicity here.
And you can follow me.
Just find Jay.
No, I want you to follow me at www.superman2.org.com.lester.donner.
That are you.
All right, time to shut it down.
We came back, so Bill can do the tractor beam.
We need a visual, though.
All right.
You're going to walk us through. Where are we? Where? I want to visualize this.
Okay.
We're on the Death Star.
We're on the Death Star.
Mm-hmm. Obi-Wan is moving
Obi-Wan
around.
Obi-Wan has...
They did that with a mirror, by the way.
Yeah, it was a matte painting. It wasn't a mirror. It was a mirror. No, it was a matte painting.
All these years, I thought it was a mirror.
No, what they do is he was only 6 inches above the ground, and then what they do is they actually paint on a pane of glass all the other stuff, and then they lay it over the shot. It's very cool. Matt Payne.
Because if he doesn't disable the tractor beam,
they can't get out.
They can't get out.
The Millennium Falcon is not going anywhere.
Right? Matt paintings are a lost art. We use computers now, you know, so it's not as good. It's actually much better. It's way better.
It's softer.
It's, yeah.
It's like
it's
vinyl.
Warmer.
Oh, God.
Warmer. It's like vinyl.
But you can get more done with a computer quicker.
I'm glad we came back for this. So anyway, there's two stormtroopers talking, and I distract them with my force powers.
Right,
right.
Make a noise.
Well, yeah, but if I do it, I make them make out with each other because I have the power to make
with their helmets on.
They weren't going to do that with helmets. Exactly.
I know, but that's the cool part.
Clanking going on.
That's what I like.
Eating and then leaving.
Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, they actually listen to this podcast.
You know why?
There's no way the show could be punny.
Well, they saw the flyer, and they're like, well, the show's at 7, so I guess that was
the show. They figured the show's over. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I'm there. I'm making the stormtroopers make out.
All right.
They're like clanging their heads. And then I'm like walking along. I'm not scared of the heights, Jessica, because I'm a Jedi, and Jedi don't fear fear. So I go over.
This is not the tongue you're looking for.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's different.
And then I go, now we're free to leave the Death Star. I'm going to give myself up to Vader and die. Spoiler alert.
I felt like it should have ended on that.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Let me turn it back on.
Well, hold on. That noise, the turning off of the tractor beam
also be
sounds also like the Death Star noise when he goes, when he powered up.
With the Alderaan.
Yeah.
With blowing up the planet. Yeah. It's a very versatile noise. It's the only noise I do.
All right, hold on.
So I make it
work. The only noise of the Death Star.
That's it.
Hello. Here's somebody joining us.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we're recording a podcast.
Say hi. It's okay.
No, not at all. Yeah, you're part of the show now.
You are part of the show.
You can download this.
What is your podcast about?
We'll talk about it on stage.
Okay, now.
Yeah.
Really? Because my man's a podcaster, yeah.
Oh, really? What's his podcast?
He does like computers.
Oh, okay. It would be funny if it was like, you might have heard it. It's called You Made It Weird. So Pete Holmes, he's like the biggest podcaster, one of the biggest podcasters.
All right, cool. So,
yeah.
Awesome.
All right, you'll enjoy the show.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Okay.
We'll see you in a few minutes.
My husband is Leo Laporte.
That's the title.
Who is Leo Laporte?
Leo Laporte is a big podcaster. He does all technical stuff. He's one of the people that monetized his podcast to several $1 million. Bill.
We're working on it, all right?
Wow.
All right. Are we shutting this down?
Yep.
Yeah, hold on.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.